The Iowa caucuses are tonight, and recent polls predict turnout by young voters could swing the outcome. Back in 2016, young voters propelled Bernie Sanders to a virtual tie with Hillary Clinton in Iowa. This year, Sanders is competing with a number of candidates for that demographic. And as Here and Now's Chris Bentley reports, their vote could prove decisive.
We shouldn't bother doing
we
it.
We don't have 400 voter registration sheets.
Yeah. Because I think if we go door to door.
Send an email.
But we have the QR codes on our phones.
Yeah.
We
can
also. I don't know.
Classes haven't yet begun at Iowa City High School. And 8 members of the caucus club are planning their final push to get out the vote. Anyone eligible to vote in November can caucus tonight, even if they haven't turned 18 yet. And the caucus club hopes all of them will. It's time for class, but a few students stick around. Tonight will be their first time caucusing, and senior Daphne Noop says she's nervous.
I'm intimidated because I'm afraid of crowds. I don't do a lot of political speaking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really scared. But, you know, it'll happen.
Noop says she'll face those fears to support Pete Buttigieg, the youngest candidate in the race. Maria Burry is still deciding between Buttigieg, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. But she will definitely caucus, and she thinks many of her classmates will too.
At City High, I felt that there's a pretty big shift in the amount of people who are just talking about political issues that affect them day to day. I mean, with gun violence, school shootings, climate change, I just think there's always something just that really affects them and they really do care about.
Just a, like, Google form that you can just put your question in your email and then we email them.
Those issues are also motivating young voters a few miles away at the University of Iowa, which counts more than 33,000 students.
Okay, we're going to get super hyped up. Are you ready? I know it's a small group. Okay, caucusing.
Jocelyn Ruff is trying to get some of her fellow Hawkeyes psyched up about caucusing. She's executive director of Hawk the Vote, a nonpartisan student group trying to boost turnout among young people. They're answering questions over social media and at in-person sessions and holding a mock caucus on campus to get first-time voters comfortable with what can be a confusing process. That's important because young people typically vote at lower rates than older generations. But the 2018 midterm election saw an increase in youth turnout in Iowa, according to state election data. And Ruff predicts another uptick this year.
The sense I'm getting is that there's really a culture shift in young people and they're excited about voting. It's not only your responsibility and your civic duty, which sounds kind of scary and alienating, but it's also the best way that you can make an impact on the things that you care about in a tangible way.
Young people can definitely swing this election.
Courtney Julick is a PhD candidate at the University of Iowa studying young voters.
If they turn out at 18%, which is not far off from what older people turn out, which is usually like in the low 20s, they can definitely swing the election. And we've seen that happen with Obama's surprising win out in 2008 in the caucuses here in Iowa. And then again with Bernie Sanders almost virtually tying Clinton, which was also very unexpected. And those were motivated by the youth turning out and voting for these specific candidates.
As the sun goes down over a snow-covered campus, volunteers for the Bernie Sanders campaign dial away in a phone banking session at the University of Iowa Student Union. They're trying to expand Sanders' voter base by mobilizing people who may have expressed support for him on social media or to a campaign volunteer, but haven't yet committed to caucus tonight.
Hi, my name is Finn. I'm a volunteer with the Bernie Sanders for Iowa campaign.
The volunteers emphasize Sanders' proposal to cancel student debt, as well as his plans for healthcare and the environment, three issues that polls show young voters rank highly. Zoe Swinton is president of the student group Hawks for Bernie.
Young voters feel a lot of pressure because this feels like our last chance. I mean, with Bernie, it is our last chance, right? Like, I don't think he's going to run again. But this is something that we need, and we need it right now, and we can't have another 4 years with no change.
In 2016, Sanders won more than 80% of Iowa caucus goers between the ages of 18 and 29. But this time, Sanders has more competition. At a town hall event for Joe Biden at the University of Iowa last week, 20-year-old Madison Burke said she's leaning towards caucusing for the former vice president.
Well, for me personally, I think that experience in office is huge. So I think that Biden's a great candidate because he has that experience, and that makes me feel safe.
But Burke says she's also considering Elizabeth Warren and Andrew Yang. A few seats down at the same Biden event, 27-year-old Van Yeager's candidate of choice is clear from his hat reading math to his Yang 2020 sweatpants. He came from Florida to volunteer for Yang and says he's been canvassing voters around Johnson County.
When we tell them, yeah, there's a caucus coming up, there's a guy who wants to give you $1,000 a month, their eyes, like, light up, and they're like, oh, yeah, I'll do that. And then hopefully we can shock some people here in Iowa.
Yang got more votes than any other Democratic candidate in this year's Iowa Youth Straw Poll, a statewide survey of more than 27,000 young voters released last week. But the big question for any campaign relying on young voters is whether they'll actually show up tonight to caucus. A Circle Tisch College and Suffolk University poll released last month found 35% of Iowa voters ages 18 to 29 say they are extremely likely to caucus. If that holds true, it would be a historic year for youth turnout in Iowa, and one where young voters could make or break a Democratic candidate's campaign in what polls show is still a very tight race. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.